由麦克牧师主讲，万峰即时传译兼主持的中英双语系列《天路导向》，提高你的英语水平，引导你的人生方向。天路导向，伴你同行。
Hello, listening friends. We are delighted that you tuned in to listen to this program one more time.
亲爱的听众朋友，欢迎你今日再次收听《天路导向》。
We hope and pray that these series of messages have been a blessing to you.
我们盼望这一系列的信息能够让你蒙福。
And today I want to talk to you about your enemy's characteristics.
今日我要同你分享一下我哋敌人嘅特性。
Because when you understand his characteristics, you will understand how to defeat him.
因为当你认识敌人嘅特性嘅时候，你就会知道点样去击败你嘅敌人。
And I want to begin by telling you about a certain selling technique.
首先，让我同你分享一种推销嘅方法。
That selling technique is called the bait and switch method.
这一种方法是先给利你，然后等你上钓了之后就换了另一种东西。
And this is how it works.
究竟是怎样进行的呢？
A retailer entices people through advertising to come into his store by offering a well-known brand name for a very low price.
就是零售商在广告上面宣传说某种名牌的货品以超低价格出售以招来他的顾客。
And when the buyer comes in,
但是当购买者上门的时候
to purchase this particular brand,
他想买到那一种的名牌货。
He is told that this brand is out of stock.
就会有人告诉他已经卖完了。
Immediately, the customer is offered an inferior brand.
於是顧客就會收到售貨員的介紹，售貨員就會介紹一種次等的品牌俾佢。
Probably for more money.
可能價錢更加貴添。
A brand name that was used to gain the customer's confidence.
原本用來吸引顧客的信任的名牌。
The brand name that was used to bring the customer into the store,
原本用来吸引顾客入到去间商铺的名牌
is not there,
并不在间铺头入面
But an inferior product is offered.
只有一款次等的货色就是次货
This is how Satan works.
这一种就是撒旦通常做的方法
And this is how some deceptive people work.
亦都系有一啲骗子会经常惯用嘅手段。
There are some people who use some biblical words to capture a seeker's ears.
有啲人会使用圣经嘅字眼嚟吸引渴慕真道嘅人。
They may talk about Christ or redemption or the cross.
佢哋可能会谈到基督、灵魂得救或者十字架。
Without believing the meaning of these words.
但是他们自己却不相信其中包含的含义。
They use these trusted terms.
他们会利用这些令人信任的词语。
But it's only a method of a bait and switch.
但是只是好像之前讲的那样，是吸引人上钓，跟着却换了另一样东西给他们。
In this case, the sellers employ these techniques to advertise the truth.
在这个情况当中，卖方利用以上的伎俩去宣传真理。
Which, as far as they are concerned, it's out of stock.
但是在他们里面根本就没有真理。
And that is part of your enemy's characteristic.
这个就是你的敌人的其中一部分的特征。
I want you to know that the first characteristic of your enemy is deception.
我希望你知道敌人的第一个的特征就是欺骗。
He is a deceiver.
撒旦就是一位的骗子。
He's a destroyer.
撒旦就是一位的破坏者。
He's a duplicator.
撒旦就是一位的仿造者。
A deviator and a deluder.
撒旦就是一位偏离正路的和迷惑人的人。
Tonight, I want you to see his primary characteristic, and that is deception.
今日我想请你嚟睇下撒旦嘅主要特征。这个特征就系欺骗。
Names such as devil and Satan are very significant words.
魔鬼同埋撒旦呢两个名字，其实嘅意义系非常明显嘅。
Don't dismiss them.
我哋唔应该忽略佢哋。
Because they mean deceiver and slanderer.
因为这两个字是代表欺骗者和毁谤者。
And that is what the character of your enemy Satan is all about.
而这些就是你的敌人撒旦所具有的特性。
There is one thing about the deceivers that you must know up front.
对于撒旦作为欺骗者的事情，有一件事你必须要首先知道。
And it is this.
而这一件事就是
Deceivers begin by deceiving themselves first.
欺骗者是自欺欺人的，他们要先欺骗了自己。
Then they succeed in deceiving others.
然后他们才能够欺骗其他人。
They delude themselves first.
他们要首先迷惑了自己。
Then they're able to delude others.
然后他们才能够迷惑其他人。
If you are listening for the first time today,
如果你今日是第一次收听《天路导向》,
we are in the middle of a series entitled Know Your Real Enemy.
我们现在正在分享一个专题系列，讲题就是认识你真正的敌人。
We saw first of all how Lucifer was one of the most beautiful of all angelic beings that God created.
在头两讲当中，我们曾经讲过路西弗原先就是神所创造最美丽的天使。
He was there in the presence of God.
他曾经可以直接去到神的面前。
He had access to the throne of God.
他曾经可以直达到去神的宝座面前。
Then he became full of pride.
但是后来撒旦充满了骄傲。
He wanted to dethrone God.
他想推翻神的宝座。
He wanted to sit on the throne of God.
他想自己坐上去神的宝座。
He was prideful.
他非常骄傲。
He did not want to be an obeyer of God's command.
他不愿意成为神旨意的服从者。
He wanted to be God.
他自己想成为神。
Consequently, God threw him out of heaven.
结果神将他驱逐出天庭。
We saw how he uses those fallen angels.
我们见到撒旦怎样去利用那些堕落了的天使。
How he uses these demons to oppress, harass, and distress the believers in Jesus Christ.
我们看到撒旦怎样去利用这些的恶魔去逼迫、去搅扰、去打击基督徒。
Today and the next few messages, we are going to examine his characteristics.
在今天的节目和以下几次的节目当中，我们要看下撒旦的特性。
And as we go through this message, I want you to be thinking about this question.
在我分享这一次的信息的时候，请你去思考一个问题。
This question can be only answered by you.
这一个问题只能够由你自己回答。
Do I resemble my real enemy or the Lord Jesus Christ?
究竟我自己是似我的真正敌人，还是似耶稣基督呢？
In my lifestyle, do I model the character of my enemy and the enemy of my soul or the character of the Lord Jesus Christ?
我的生活究竟是以我灵魂的敌人的特性作为模范，还是以主耶稣基督的特性作为我的模范呢？
Do I imitate the enemy of God or do I endeavor to imitate the savior of my soul?
究竟我喺度效法緊神嘅仇敌，定喺度尽心尽力去效法我灵魂嘅救主呢？
Do I deceive, slander and malign others?
究竟我喺度有冇欺诈、毁谤同埋陷害其他人呢？
Or do I encourage and uplift and uphold?
定係我喺度鼓励、激励、 支持其他人呢？
I want you to be thinking about this as we go through this message.
当我在分享今次的信息的时候，愿你好好去思考。
The first thing you need to know about your enemy is deception.
第一样我们要知道关于我们敌人的就是敌人就是欺骗者。
And the first thing you need to know about deception is this.
而同时第一样你要知道有关欺骗的第一件事就是
It is the number one characteristic of your enemy.
欺骗就是你的敌人的第一样的特征。
Write it down.
请你写低这个重点。
Your enemy never comes to you and say,
你的敌人永远不会去到你面前跟你说话。
Hello, Mr. So-and-so or Mrs. So-and-so.
Hey, 先生太太你好。
I am going to deceive you today.
今天我要欺骗你了。
He doesn't do that.
他不会这样做的。
He's too clever for that.
他是太狡猾了，他狡猾到不会这样做。
He knows that that would not be deception.
因为他知道这样是骗不到人的。
Someone said the following.
有人曾经这样说。
Satan is not fighting churches, he is joining them.
撒旦不会正面攻击教会，反而他会加入教会。
For he does more harm by sowing tares than by pulling up wheat.
因为他很清楚，播下破坏的种子，比他直接去拔起麦穗，所形成的伤害是更加大的。
He accomplishes more by imitation than outright opposition.
他会扮演伪装的信徒，因为他知道这样做比他直接反对更能够达到他的目的。
Do you know what is the most dangerous lie?
不知道你知不知道什么才是最危险的谎言呢？
The most dangerous lie of all is the lie that resembles the truth.
最危险的谎言其实就是跟真理很相似的谎言。
I read about the man who went to his doctor one day.
我曾经看过一篇报道，他说有一个人去看医生。
And after a thorough physical examination,
当他做了一次彻底的身体检查之后，
He said to the doctor, give it to me straight, doctor.
他跟医生说，医生，请你直接告诉我听真相啦。
Tell it to me in plain English, not technicalities.
请你用最浅白的英文告诉我知，你不要用医学的术语告诉我知。
I can take it.
因为我能够承受得起。
Tell me what's wrong with me.
你说我知究竟我有什么病啦。
And the doctor said,
跟住医生就说了。
Do you really want to know?
你真的想知吗？
He said, oh yes.
他说当然想知啦。
I can take it.
我能够承受的。
Just give it to me.
总之就说我知啦。
What is really wrong with me?
究竟我究竟有什么病啊？
And the doctor said,
于是医生就跟他说了。
You don't really have anything wrong with you.
其实你没什么病啊。
Except that you are lazy.
只不过你比较懒啫。
And the man thought for a minute, and then he said,
当那个人想了一阵之后，他说
Okay, now give me all the medical terms so I can tell my wife.
他就说好了，医生，请你现在就用最专业的医学术语，等我告诉我的老婆听我究竟有什么病。
And that is a deceptive person.
而这一种就是一种典型的自欺欺人的人。
Satan operates in the realm of denial of the truth.
撒旦在一个否定真理的环境当中生活。
That's where he operates.
这个就是他活动的范围。
When Satan came to Eve in the garden,
当初在伊甸园里面，撒旦去找夏娃。
He didn't say to her,
撒旦并没有跟夏娃说，
Eve, if you obey me instead of God,
夏娃，如果你听我的话，不听从神的话，
You will go with me and all my fallen angels into the lake of fire.
你就会跟从我和我的天使一起堕入去硫磺火湖里面。
She would never have obeyed him.
如果是这样，夏娃一定不会顺从撒旦的。
But Satan is not stupid.
但是撒旦并不是愚蠢的。
And the Bible says in Revelation 12:9,
在圣经启示录第十二章第九节这样讲，
The devil is the one who deceived the whole world.
魔鬼就是迷惑普天下的。
Where could he begin in deceiving the whole world?
但是你可能会问，魔鬼究竟在哪里开始欺骗全世界呢？
First of all, he began by deceiving a third of the angelic beings and getting them thrown out of heaven.
首先，魔鬼欺骗了三分之一的天使去跟随他，同他一起被逐出天庭。
Then he deceived the whole world when he went to our first parents, Adam and Eve.
然后魔鬼就开始迷惑全世界，他第一样嘢做嘅就系去迷惑我哋嘅始祖亚当同埋夏娃。
He knew if he could get them, he could get the rest of the world.
魔鬼知道当佢能够欺骗到亚当同埋夏娃之后，佢就能够欺骗到全个世界。
The problem with the story of Adam and Eve is it is so well known that people take it for granted.
但是亚当和夏娃的故事对今日的我们来讲实在太耳熟能详了，使到我们甚至不将它当为一回事。
They do not stop to reflect upon the deception of the enemy.
他们并没有停低好好地去思索敌人的骗局。
Satan did not come to Eve and said,
撒旦并没有对夏娃很明白这样讲，
Look, Eve, God is really a good God, but he really lied to you.
你看看夏娃，神是一位善良的神，是一位好的神，但是他真正这样向你欺骗。
In fact, that's exactly what he said.
而事实上，这个又是撒旦正正要讲的事。
But he didn't say it openly and honestly and bluntly like this.
只不过撒旦没有公开明显同埋好诚实咁样将呢件事讲出嚟。
He said it deceptively.
佢利用一种迷惑嘅手法去同夏娃展述呢一个嘅思想。
Here's what he said in effect.
究竟喺创世纪当中，撒旦系点样讲嘅呢？
Eve, did God really say it that way?
撒旦话，夏娃，究竟神是不是真的这样说的？
Did you really hear it right?
你有没有听错神所说的东西啊？
Did you really understand it this way?
你究竟是不是真正这样去听明白了神要跟你说的意思啊？
And you know what he did?
你知不知道撒旦做了什么呢？
Please listen carefully.
请你仔细这样去听我跟你的分享。
He made it possible for Eve to debate the issue.
撒旦让夏娃在这件事上面犹豫不定，让她是有机会去就这件事去辩论。
Listen to me carefully.
请你仔细去听我讲。
If Satan can get you to begin to debate any of the issues that are settled in the Word of God,
如果你本来已经非常肯定神的话语，但是撒旦能够让你开始对神的话语有所怀疑，以及去为他去辩论的话，
He is two-thirds of the way through defeating you.
他在攻击你的战争当中，在这个境况已经是赢了三分之二了。
If he gets you to debate the rightness and the wrongness of paying what you really owe to others,
如果撒旦能够让你在欠债的时候有所犹豫，让你挣扎究竟还债是好是坏的话，
He is two-thirds of the way there.
他已经赢了三分之二了。
If he gets you to debate the rightness and the wrongness,
如果撒旦让你心中产生矛盾，分不清楚是和非，
of getting close to someone of the opposite sex other than your spouse,
并且去辩论你自己应唔应该去亲近你配偶以外嘅异性。
He is two-thirds of the way there.
咁样，撒旦已经赢咗三分之二啦。
If he gets you to debate the rightness and the wrongness of faithfully walking with God and depending on Him,
如果撒旦让你去辩论究竟呢一件事系是定非，让你去辩论你应唔应该忠诚咁样与神同行，并全心去倚靠神嘅话
，He is two-thirds of the way there.
撒旦已经赢咗三分之二啦。
Why?
何以见得系咁样嘅呢？
Because these issues have already been settled in the Word of God.
因为呢一啲事喺圣经当中已经写得好清楚，是非对错都系毫无疑问噶。
God has already spoken on these issues.
神一早已经喺呢一啲事上面去表明佢嘅立场。
I want to give you some examples of how Satan works.
让我向你举一啲例子，讲明究竟撒旦系点样运作，点样去设计、去阴谋、去害人呢？
As you listen to some of these examples, you are going to realize that I have been studying Satan's operation.
当你听咗呢一啲嘅例子之后，你就知道我其实对撒旦嘅作为其实系花咗一番功夫去研究噶。
And I want to expose his deception to all the Christians.
而且我的工作是要向所有的基督徒去揭发撒旦的骗局。
He will come to you and say, you have a problem in your marriage, don't you?
例如说，撒旦会去到你面前跟你讲话，你的婚姻是不是有问题啊？
And yes, you do have a problem.
没错，你的婚姻在当时的确面对着问题。
And then the demon continues.
但是魔鬼会继续这样讲话。
Don't you think that God wants you to be really happy?
你觉得神不希望你让你得到幸福快乐吗？
And you say, yes, yes, I want to be happy.
你会说，是啊，是啊，我很希望得到快乐啊。
But you're not really happy in your marriage.
但是你在婚姻关系当中却找不到真正的快乐。
And then, in a matter of a short period of time, he has you compromising your marriage.
然后撒旦就会让你在很短的时间里面，在婚事上面去妥协。
And then he will tempt you to be unfaithful.
然后他会引诱你对你的配偶不忠。
Sometimes he might come to you and say to you, the Bible is a good book.
有时撒旦会去到你身边跟你讲话，圣经真是一本好书啊。
Use it as an ornament.
你可以将圣经作为一件装饰品。
Put it under your pillow.
你可以将圣经放在你的枕头下面。
It might protect you.
因为圣经很有能力能够保护你。
Or have it hanging in your car or somewhere else.
你亦都可以将圣经放在你的车入面，或者放在其他的任何地方。
And never read it.
但是千祈不要读它。
That is how he deceives you.
这一种就是魔鬼要去欺骗你的手法。
The Bible will not do you any good unless it is open.
如果圣经从来没有被翻开过的话，这一本的圣经对你完全没有任何的好处。
And to learn from it.
你亦都不能够向圣经的话语学习。
Know God through it.
你亦都不能够藉着圣经去认识神。
And the deception continues.
而魔鬼的骗局亦都会继续下去。
He gets you busy all year long.
魔鬼会让到你一年365日当中每日都咁忙。
And he would say, it's enough to go to church maybe twice a year.
然后他会跟你讲话，一年去两次礼拜堂亦都差不多够多了。
Because he knows that going to church and hearing the word of God is going to change your life.
因为他知道去礼拜堂听神的话语就能够改变你的生命。
Or he can come to you and say, you are too young to believe now.
或者魔鬼会来到跟你讲话， 你依家仲好年轻，你唔需要宗教信仰。
There is plenty of time.
因为你仲有好多好多好多嘅时间。
When you get older, you can believe.
你可以等到当你年纪大嘅时候，你先再信啦。
Why don't you just go ahead and do exactly what you want?
点解你唔把握青春，随心所欲享受人生呢？
God will understand.
神会明白你，会理解你噶。
And think how he gets you deceived that way.
而你睇，魔鬼就系咁样去欺哄你啦。送上一首歌，系西伯作曲，邓婉玲主唱嘅《面对抉择》。愿我哋喺面对撒旦嘅引诱嘅时候，能够寻着真正嘅抉择，认清我哋所做嘅嘢边一样先系好，边一样先系坏。
环境诸多变迁，谁可以看见明天的发展和际遇？人之会有限，难作选择，前路一片茫茫，如没路牌。面对抉择，面临困惑，心底里几番冲动，人去难，路更难，想退避没有用。今天我有主耶稣族人，给我作指引。面对艰难，我誓要跟从，原因主这位无限。神说我不会为我争，人生是可变更，谁可以看透人心中的构思和计划？人你我互望，难作手段，前路一片茫茫，如没路盼。
人的智慧的确有限，是难作选择的。愿我们能够跟随耶稣的足印，作为我们生命的指引。如果你对基督教信仰有兴趣，或者对我们节目有任何疑问，欢迎你联络我们。愿神大大赐福给你，我们再会。